Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I'm glad that we can spend time together to read the scriptures. I would like to encourage you to stay in peace, to be joyful, and to continue in faith. When you face some difficulties, setback, or some disappointments in your life, because when you study the Bible carefully, you will find out that difficulties will really help you to grow up spiritually and to make you stronger so that you can do greater things for God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can read the Word of God, and the Word of God is our spiritual food. Father, we will practice what we learn, Lord, and we will see the good result, Father. You say, Lord, when we obey your command, we will make our way prosper and we shall be successful. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Job chapter 29, verse 18. I thought, surely I shall die quietly in my nest after a long, good life. In the scripture here, Job had his nest all fixed up, had his house just as he wanted it, and had a successful business. Things were going great for a while. He was finally comfortable, but what happened? God stirred up his nest. God does not bring the trouble, but he will allow difficulties to push us into our destiny. Almost overnight, Job lost his health, his children, and his business. If the story stopped there, it would be a sad ending. Thank God the story did not stop at defeat. Let me read from Job chapter 19, 25 to 27. For I know that my Redeemer lives. This is what Job say. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Job said that he believed that his Redeemer lives. God can redeem him. God can restore him. He announced it, and he knows that one day he's going to meet God. We need to understand who our God is. He is our healer. He is our provider. He is our Prince of Peace. He is the promise keeper. And he is the King of all kings. He is upholding and controlling the whole universe. His power is greater than your difficulties and than the enemy, the devil. I like what King David said in Psalm chapter 47, verses 7 to 8. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Everyone say, God is the King. God still sits on his holy throne. God is very powerful. And he is more powerful than your problem, your difficulties. And he has a great plan for your life and my life. Let us believe that our God is the Creator, the King of all kings. He is the Redeemer, and he still lives. Thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That event more than 2,000 years ago confirmed that our God is the living God. And he still sits on the throne. Psalm 113, verses 4 to 9. For the Lord is high above the nations. His glory is higher than the heavens. Who can be compared with the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? Our God is a king who is to sit on his throne on high. He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He can lift up you, when you get into difficulties, when you are in need, or you face a situation that really tries to destroy you, he can lift you up. He sets them He can set you among princes, even the princes of his own people. He gives the childless woman a family, making her a happy mother. Praise the Lord. Our God can change your situation. Our God still sits on the throne. He has unlimited power and he has the good future for you. He has a great plan for you. What you need to do is to trust him and declare from your mouth, "Yes, my God, my Redeemer still lives. He is the King of all kings. He can move his mighty hand. He can speak the word of victory over me. And I believe I will see the breakthroughs and the victory from the throne of God." Job understood this principle. In spite of great difficulties, he said, "I know my Redeemer lives." He was saying, "I know God still sits on the throne. This trouble is not going to defeat me. It is going to push me up, turn the situation. Eventually, I will have victory." In the end, Job came out with twice what he had had before. God's dream for his life was greater than he could imagine. In Job 42:1-6, we notice that Job did his part. He looked up to God. He trusted God. And he repented of his some wrong attitudes. Job 42:1-6 say, "Then Job replied to the Lord, 'I know that you can do anything.'" Now he confessed with his mouth, confession of faith. "I know, God, you can do anything." He trusts God. "And no one can stop you. You ask, 'Who is this that question my wisdom with such ignorance?' It is I. And I was talking about things I knew nothing about, things far too wonderful for me." Job admitted that he complained, and he now realized that God knows everything. Verse 4, "You said, 'Listen, and I will speak. I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said.'" So he feels sorry that he said something, show doubt, and he was not sure why God was doing this to him. He say, "I'm sorry." That's what he say. "I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance." It's so important that we must repent of our sin. Sometimes God allows difficulties to happen in our life in order to test our heart and to show what is going on in our heart. We need to examine our life instead of blaming other people, blaming God, blaming the situation. We should examine our heart. Maybe God allows something to happen to help us to grow spiritually and turn to him and listen to him. That's what happened to me so many times in my life. I had some wrong concept, wrong doctrines. I had negative attitudes. And God allowed difficulties to happen to me so that I can examine my heart, and I wanted to pass the test. And eventually I repented and said, "God, I'm going to follow your word. I'm going to follow your way, not my way. I'm wrong, Lord. I should not say that. I should not have thought that way. I repent of my sin." We should do the same thing as Job. Job 42:10 say, "And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Job repented and Job began to pray for his friends who came and challenged him. You see, when you do good to people, God can bless you back. When you pray for other people, God can take care of you. You need to love God with all your heart, repent of your sin, and love your neighbor as yourself. Obey his command. Follow the word of God. Job did his part. He repented. He confessed the words of faith. He turned to God and turned around and stopped having negative attitude. And he also showed love to his friend by praying for them. What happened after God restored his life? Job 42:12-17. "Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren Hapush. In all the land were found no woman so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years, well, he lived a long life, and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. We can see here in this story that our God is a God of restoration. He's a God of redemption. Let us learn from Job. When we face some difficulties and setback, we should not be upset, complain, or discouraged, or walk away from God. We should not speak negative. We should repent as soon as possible, examine our heart, and confess with our mouth, our God is still on the throne. He's the King. He is the Redeemer. Our Redeemer lives. Trust God that when we do the right thing, we love Him, we love our neighbors, and we pray for them, we do good to them, the Lord can restore and give us back double what we lost. Every difficulty we go through pushes you to mature, to trust God more, to be more humble and determined. Keep the right attitude, and God will push you to a new level. That's what happened to Joseph as well. Joseph was sold as a slave. He was mistreated by his brothers. He was lied about by his boss wife. He was put in jail in the prison, but he kept his right attitude. What happened at the end? God pushed him up. The difficulties that Joseph was going through did not stop him from walking by faith and having the right attitude. Genesis chapter 50, 20 to 24. As for you, this is what Joseph said to his brothers. At that time, there was famine in the world. His brothers came to Egypt, met Joseph, and they did not recognize him at the beginning. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. We should have thought this way in our life. People try to destroy us. People gossip about us, mistreat us. We should say this way, like Joseph, you try to do evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide and support you and your little ones. And he comforted them, imparting cheer, hope, strength, and spoke to their hearts kindly. Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's household. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, son of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knee. Wow, Joseph lived a long life and see his children and grandchildren. And Joseph said to his brother, I'm going to die, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give you. Joseph also spoke the word of faith that God gonna fulfill his promise. One day, the children of Israel will move to the promised land. Joseph was a man of faith. Let us become a man and a woman of faith. No matter what happened, keep our attitude right. Repent of our sin. Do good to other people, just like Job and Joseph. Love God. Love people, always do the right thing, and our God is a God of restoration. Joel chapter 2, 23 to 32 is a prophecy that God is going to come and restore the years that the locusts have eaten in our life. Be glad then, you children of Zion. Be glad then, you children of God who serve God in the church. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. The rain means the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. This is a prophecy. Spiritually means God is going to pour his fire, his spirit, his rain on the church to restore us from the attack and the destruction that come from Satan and evil spirit. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, talking about prosperity and success here, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, God allow all these evil spirit, locusts represent evil spirit, to attack God's people in that generation because they sinned against God. But now God going to restore them. It's like God allow the devil to attack Job. And eventually Job was restored by God to the double. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there's no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Those days mean today, the end time, the church time. God pour his spirit. That's why we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And we need to be filled with the fire of God. That's why New Hope International Church welcome the presence of God. He's the God among us and welcome the Holy Spirit to touch God's people. Verse 30, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Before Jesus come back the second time, the Lord gonna show his power and awesome wonders. We're gonna see more miracles happen. He come to restore us. Verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered from difficulties, from demons, from sickness, from poverty, from diseases. He come to save us, but we need to believe in Jesus and call on his name, trust him, repent of our sin, and walk in obedience of his law. That is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, so in his church, in his community, there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. I just want to encourage you, after you read all this scripture with me, after you listen to the word of God here, stay in joy, in love, in faith. When you face some attacks of the enemy, some difficulties and setback, don't be discouraged. Don't walk away from the church. Don't walk away from the kingdom of God. Trust God and have the right attitude like Joseph. Keep walking in faith. Keep praying, repenting, and loving people and loving God. Keep serving the Lord, and the Lord will help you, restore you from those years that the enemy has stolen from you. The difficulties that come to your life will push you to the next level of your faith, of your character, of your fruitfulness, and eventually you will get to the best destiny that God has for you. James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4 say, consider it pure joy, my brothers. Everyone say joy, not depression. Okay, joy. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, when you face difficulties and setback, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Our God wants us to be mature, to be like Jesus Christ, to be able to stand firm in the midst of difficulties. We are soldiers of Christ. We want to be mature men and women of God, not babies Christians. And we can be fruitful and be the blessing to the nations. And in that process, he allowed difficulty to come in our life, and we're going to pass the test and go through the test and run the race with joy. I believe you will practice what you learn in this teaching. Let us pray. Father, thank you that no difficulty and no one can upset your plans for our life, Lord. You are the King of all kings. You still sit on your throne and you are the Redeemer. Thank you that you purposefully order our steps in the way that is pushing us to new levels of our destiny. Help us to declare that you live and you still on the throne in tough times. We promise you, we're going to repent easily. We will obey your command. We'll examine our heart and we will do good things to other people. We will pray for other people, Lord. We keep our heart pure and right. And Lord, change us every day to become like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this teaching. May the Lord bless you. Please listen to other teachings in this series and other series. Surround yourself with the Word of God and keep the Word of God in your heart. It is health to you. It is like medicine and it gives life to you. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. I'm still here.